farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Phase 2 of the National Cane Roads Rehabilitation Program has been launched following the recent signing of a contract for the rehabilitation of the Braes River to Newton and Shedbug Roads in St. Elizabeth. Stay with us to hear more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Thanks for waking up with us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Some 80 kilometers of cane roads are to be refurbished in the island's 6 sugar-producing parishes at a cost of $800 million this financial year under the National Cane Roads Rehabilitation Program. Phase 2 of the program has been launched and will see the rehabilitation of the Braes River to Newton and Shedbug Roads in St. Elizabeth.
We are rehabilitating this cane road at a cost of some $89.1 million. And that is from our overall budget for roads of $800 million at this time.
Under Phase 2, 80 kilometers of roadway will be rehabilitated at almost $674 million and is to be completed by the end of September 2015. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the move is part of government's plans to boost the productivity of the island's sugar industry. The works, being funded by the European Union through the Sugar Transformation Unit, are to be undertaken in St. Thomas, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, Westmorland, and Trelawney. The project is being carried out in 3 phases with the aim of providing improved access for transportation of sugarcane from the fields to factories, as well as catering to the commute of sugar workers and the surrounding communities. Minister Kellyer says the improvement works will greatly assist the farmers who supply cane to the Appleton Sugar Factory.
The Appleton Sugar Factory and the cane farmers will attest to the critical role that this road will play in productivity. This is in addition to the over $400 million spent in 2013 to rehabilitate over 44 kilometers of road in all sugar-producing parishes.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. And now for a proverb of the day. Teeth no love fissy teeth carry long bag. And this means people do not always like to see others prosper, especially if they are from similar backgrounds.
Come everybody make it time the line celebrate.
Every town, square, village and business will come alive as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Decorate your space with the national colors and follow the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion, redeem to win special awards. Media houses and the diaspora can also win Spirit of Independence Awards. Competition run from July 15th to August 15th. To enter, submit 6 photographs by July 31 to jcdcfestival2015@gmail.com. Call the JCDC at 926-572-629 for details.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.